Good afternoon, this is Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. University of Alaska officials are bracing for what could be an onslaught of state funding cuts handed down from newly elected Governor Mike Dunleavy. Dunleavy's budget will be released February 13th, and members of the UA administration said they are deeply concerned about possible effects the expected cuts could have. State funding for the university set at $378 million in 2014. Since then, that funding has been cut to $317 million and raised back up only slightly to $327 million last year. UA President Jim Johnson said on Wednesday he's anticipating the university system will likely take a big hit. He said, quote, "I'm very concerned. We've already taken $195 million in cumulative cuts over the last 5 years. We've trimmed a lot. We've made a lot of hard decisions." In a presentation to the Senate Finance Committee earlier this session, Office of Management and Budget Director Donna Arden noted that with a smaller state budget, the administration is wanting people to do, quote, less with less. The 49-member Fairbanks Principals Association is asking for compensation for home internet and cell phones, more money for professional development, and annual raises of at least 5%. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District is offering mostly the same contract terms currently in place with an annual boost to the salary of 0.5%. The two sides exchanged initial proposals last week, and they released a joint statement Tuesday saying that the first offers are under review. They meet again on Friday. Friday's negotiations at the District Administrative Center are open to the public, though each side is allowed to caucus or meet privately to make decisions. The Principals Association is one of three unions whose contracts expire June 30th. The other unions are the Fairbanks Education Association and the Education Support Staff Association. The union consists of about 1,750 members, the vast majority of school district employees. $100,000 in prize money will be divvied up among top finishers in this year's Iron Dog Snow Machine Race. An Iron Dog press release says the board of directors approved the purse as well as $82,000 in contingency prizes, including a $10,000 halfway prize. 24 two-person teams are signed up to compete in the 2019 Iron Dog Pro Class, which runs 2,000 miles from Willow to Nome to Fairbanks. The 2019 Iron Dog race is scheduled to start February 17th at Deshka Landing. And for more on today's stories or others, visit KUAC.org or newsminer.com. I'm Gary Black.